Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm telling you, we got a great idea here, Bill. This is going to work. I had Bubble Boy check the web, and sure enough, these morph suits, I'm onto something here, man. This could be a brand new diving fashion statement, because it's made out of the same material, spandex, stretchable spandex, that we use in our dive skins. And not only do you can just get like a morph suit that is a solid color, but now for Halloween that you can get like a butler, you can get all these weird, crazy designs. What else did they have? Lederhosen? Is that what you said?
They got Lederhosen, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Why not? Let's use them as our dive skins. Let's make a morph suit the new dive skin. I'm telling you, we're onto something. It protects you. It makes a fashion statement. It's the ultimate dive accessory. All I got to do is trademark it or something so I can make millions and, you know, quit doing this show every week. What do you think? Are you with me, Pete?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
That would be fun, though. Wouldn't you love to be dive?
I'll share your millions once you've made them.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway.
The first rule of diving applies here. Don't hold your breath.
All right. Fair enough. All right. I'm going to prove all you weasels wrong, but I'm telling you,
naysayers.
I'm gonna buy like a 100 of these things for like $5 a piece, sell them for 10 and make millions.
Well, you know, someone's five. Already doing that.
What's that?
Someone's already doing that.
Who?
Scuba Do-Rags. Sue provides a full line of cool looking stuff. I mean, it is cool looking stuff. I mean, you look like a tropical fish under the water, and they're not afraid of you when you're all colorful.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she does just the do-rag things over your head and stuff. I'm talking about a full body suit, man.
This would be the full body.
What do you mean that's the full body?
She does all of that. She does. She has an entire line. It's not just for your head. It's also for your butt, your ankles, and your body.
Really?
And she covers it all. Yeah.
Aww.
Like I said, she kind of beats you to it. Hate to pop your balloon. But hey, be real.
Does she have a duck-billed platypus suit? Because that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't. Nope, she doesn't.
I can tell you she doesn't have a platypus suit.
Okay, we'll see. I got something to go for. We'll see how it goes.
She's successful, though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that could be. All right, well, it's just one of those other ideas that I'll file accordingly. But let's talk about some other stuff that's been popping up on Scuba Board here lately. You've been doing a lot of things. You've been teaching this week, but you've been also learning on, I don't know, not how to monitor the reef, but measure the reef. Is that right? Am I reading this correctly?
Actually, monitoring and measuring. I've done a lot with coral restoration where we restore the reef, but this is actually evaluating the reef as it sits. And, Loretta, from Dive, Reef Recon, what a wonderful lady. She was just awesome. She does classes down here. She teaches everyone from the layperson to the professor on how to assess a reef for damage and for health. And it's just wonderful. I learned more about corals with her than I've ever learned before in my life.
Really? Okay. So, like, what? What do you mean? What are you learning exactly?
You know, we see all these types of algae that I didn't even realize they were algae. There's the Y branch algae, which is really common down here. I've always called this scuzz, but it's an actual algae. It stops, it inhibits the corals from growing, and so she's showing us where it grows and how the long spine sea urchin, actually that's its favorite food. It eats it.
Really? So, but that algae, is that orange or reddish, hairy looking stuff?
But it's really greenish, and it looks like a bunch of Y's. It's flat, and when you look at just a piece of it, it's like, oh, it's just white out.
Okay.
You know, it's like it's almost, if you were to put it flat, not in it, it would look like roads, you know. But it's called Y-branch algae, and it's pretty common down here. And like I said, I always refer to it as scuzz, but it's good to understand how it works. It's natural. It's not imported. It's natural, but it's kept under control by the sea urchins, which we don't have here at the moment.
Right. So that might be good. That might help bring them back or something because they got something to feed on, I guess.
I put little signs all over the reef, urchins wanted here.
Yes, urchin buffet right here. Come on down.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
You know what?
What?
It's interesting you should say that because I was just watching Annie, and that movie was just filled
street
with urchins.
Street urchin, not a long-spined urchin.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought maybe we'd just go where they went, cut those extras, and no. All right, never mind.
The urchins will come out tomorrow. Okay, I'll stop.
I'm urging you to stop.
That's your stand dollar, that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I am again.
Yeah, I worked stand dollar into there. See, that made it ocean-y.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm, again, urchining you both
to
stop.
Oh, to stop, really.
Urchin.
All right, so... All right, so we have that. So that's an interesting little tidbit.
It was awesome. And you know what? You can never learn too much about our environment. Because, you know, we talk about these, we talked earlier about the plethora of jellyfish, but, you know, there's been a tenfold increase in jellyfish in the last 5-6 years.
Yeah. I don't know. What is that? I mean, we're going to blame global warming, or what are we going to, I don't know.
That's what they're blaming, but you know what? I mean,
sperm
we
whales.
Could talk about it, you know, for us divers, it's a negative thing, but you look at some of the organisms like sea turtles who feed off of this.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, there's a pelagic octopus called the blanket octopus that feeds on these guys.
Yeah.
You know, what is it going to do for them? Maybe we'll see more of these stuff we don't see all the time.
Yeah, well, I got to admit, I mean, I love seeing jellyfish underwater. They are cool critters to see from a distance or get up close to. I mean, as long as there's not, like, they're all over you, you know, when you're trying to get out or into the water. But they're cool to see underwater. I think they're cool critters. But
they're beautiful. They're very, very graceful until they hit you in the face.
Exactly.
Then they stop being graceful.
Right, right. Yeah, and then they're
then
no
they
fun.
Then they become tragic.
Right. But, yeah, it could be it's a feast for the turtles, so maybe that'll be good for them. I don't know. But, yeah, you just have to, you know, wear your morph suit and you'll be fine, you know? It's an easy solution. But, okay.
Like morph and scuba rangers.
Yeah. Now, you were you're down there in the Florida Keys.
I am.
You know, last week we were talking a little bit about women in the dive industry, and there's been some rumblings online about... how some women are feeling that they're being alienated because the dive industry is full with a bunch of old white guy chauvinist pig type people or something. I don't know. Have you seen this?
Yeah, these girls aren't hot, so what do we care?
You know, you were telling me about this earlier.
Yeah.
Frankly, of my last dozen students,
yeah.
I've had one male.
Well, lucky you. No, see, I'm just playing
you know,
right
I've
there.
I've trained cheerleaders. I've trained women who should be cheerleaders. I've trained women who are maybe a less svelte than a cheerleader. Well, a lot less svelte. You know, I've trained them all, you know, the whole range of body types. And I don't think it's a sexist sport at all.
Yeah. I don't either. I don't get it. I don't understand what all the griping's about. You can do that about... You know, society in general, and when you read through some of this stuff that that's popped up on my radar the last few weeks, but it's been like boiling over on the web on some of the articles or blogs that I've come across here, And it's like, really? Is it that big of a deal? Is it that big of a problem? I mean,
honestly, nobody
sells.
Would know.
I mean, let's be realistic. Sex sells. When I had the cheerleaders in the pool, the lane next to me, you know, it's an actual swimming lane. There's usually one person, sometimes two people. I had 30 guys in the lane next to me watching me conduct my classes. And all of them want to take up scuba right then and there. I'll guarantee it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's a good thing.
It's just marketing. That's true in that regard.
Greg is trying to smooth this whole thing over. I heard him just the other day saying, hey, sweetie, don't you worry your sweet little head about it. I'll get this all taken care of for you. Why don't you just go back and make me a sandwich?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then Bubba said, okay. Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. What are you doing listening into my conversations anyway? All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models.
You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Yes, don't you? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, look, we are not sexist. We want welcome all women in the dive industry. I think there were.
I disagree.
I don't think the industry.
You are very, very sexy.
I really don't believe the industry is made up of a bunch of old white chauvinist people or guys. I don't. But on that note, let's go to one now. Walt DeMartini is on the Scuba Radio. This may not have been the perfect timing in our guest list, I'm guessing. What do you think, Bill? Are you with me on this?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, Walt. How are you, buddy?
Did I hear chauvinistic?
No, not chauvinistic. A connoisseur,
Walt is actually just the person to talk to about this because what we were talking about just moments ago, Walt, was the fact that there are some women who feel that, more or less for the dive industry, that what sells is not the best equipment, but the best equipment advertised by the best-looking women. Is this a bad choice?
There's some women complaining about this online, and I don't know. It's just marketing.
Guys, I don't think so. You know, when I ran my boat out of Lauderdale for years,
right?
I always tried to hire the most attractive, best-looking women that I could find. I mean, they had to be professionals. They had to be able to jump off that boat, get down 120 feet, and hook into a wreck. But if they were good-looking, that was just a bonus on top.
Yeah, it was icing on the cake.
You know, it really helped out if they were a good-looking female, as opposed to a good-looking male.
Well, what do you mean? He didn't hire any guys.
Life is very, very difficult if you're an attractive woman. So, thankfully, Walt is out there trying to help these women whose lives are very, very difficult. No one ever gives pretty women things. Nobody ever lets pretty women do things for free.
Right.
There's never, you know, what would they call it? Ladies' night or something like that at a bar where they use attractive women to entice men to come in by giving them free alcohol.
No.
That sort of thing wouldn't happen. Not in this country.
No.
Walt DeMartini is giving opportunity to women.
Absolutely. He's performing a public service, right?
Yeah. I don't know what happened the first 20, 30 minutes of this show, but
Well, yeah, we'll just leave that one.
Has he been into the rum punch?
Well, it's happy hour, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Swimming in it.
Yeah. So, well, what have you been up to lately? I know the Dry Martini 2 is in dry dock right now. It's getting an upgrade. Or something,
yeah,
is that right?
It's getting a couple of new engines, so yeah. All I've been doing is just floating around the pool in my little float chair, sipping on rum punches and just enjoying the sun.
I thought he was going to say my little Speedo bathing suit, and I was developing a mental image.
He goes commando, I think.
Oh, dear.
It doesn't matter. But you've been listening to the show, and you were telling me... before we went on the air today, you've been checking out or listening to the show via TuneIn on the iPhone app or something? Is that what you're doing these days? That's how you're staying up with us?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've been hooked into TuneIn. A buddy of mine from the Bahamas came over, showed me how to work it.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to the show. And then, of course, after I listened to it, I had to go online to see the bloodletting.
When lobsters attack the adventures of Bug Boy, yeah, you saw that, huh?
That was impressive. So I know, but I've been listening to the show regularly here. Now I'm a regular listener since the boat's down, but we'll be able to listen to it on the boat. And I don't know. Hopefully, one of these days I can pick up another one of those underwater sound systems, and we can. Splash it out underwater to all the people in South Florida and the Bahamas.
Yeah, well, that's what he did with the Dry Martini, too, which is a famous dive boat down there in South Florida. And he used to drop these underwater speakers and play the show to the divers, while we were doing our broadcast, which was kind of cool. Dry Martini 2, much more sleek version of the Dry Martini 1. It's a go-fast boat, not necessarily... a dive boat per se, but you could dive off of it if you can. But you have a nice little, mural on the side of the boat. Is that getting an upgrade too, or I don't know? What do they call those when you go in for? Are you getting the artwork on the side of your boat adjusted in any sense? You know, getting an upgrade to that lady in the martini glass.
Yeah, the mermaid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a mermaid.
Glass.
Yeah. I forgot. I forget. I didn't really notice the tail. You know, there's two big elements of the motif on the side of Walt's boat that have a tendency to draw your attention. You know, but
I'll tell you what, Greg. They look pretty good now, and I just don't want to mess with perfection.
Good man. So it's all internal that he's having adjusted there for the Dry Martini 2. Okay, so it'll come out of dry dock in a couple weeks, and maybe we'll have to head over to the Bahamas or something in your in the Dry Martini 2. What do you think there, Walt? That a possibility?
Sure. I can't wait to get over there. I've been over a couple times on the cruise ship, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, are you liking that? Is that a good run?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very convenient right there out of the cruise ship terminal in Miami. Is that right? Is that where
exactly.
it goes out
I go down there. I found a online parking place for about half the price for parking.
Yeah.
Because usually when I go, I'm there for 3 or 4 days. And
so how does that work? You go into this little portable, one of those outskirt parking places and have them drive you over to the cruise ship terminal, and that's where you get on this boat over to Bimini? Is that how it is?
That's
actually,
correct.
No.
It's about 6 blocks away.
Oh, okay.
And it's parkingonline.com, and you just fill out your paperwork, and then you print it out, you throw it on the dashboard, they drive you over. When you're coming in the port, you pick up the phone, you give them a call, and say, pick me up, I'll be in within an hour, a half hour, whatever it is.
And that saves you what? Like the cruise ship terminal is like 20, 25 bucks a day or something? Is it that much or no?
Yeah, 20 bucks a day, I think, at the cruise ship terminal, and I'm paying like $6 a day.
Wow. Okay. Well,
so
good.
Onlineparking.com is a good resource, but another resource you may be ignoring, because admit it, you are not really a social media whiz like I am. If you go on Facebook and find people that are going on vacation, you just park in their front yard.
Is that what it is? That's how you do it?
They won't even know.
You're a parking squatter, Bill.
Yes.
Yep, that's what he is.
Yes, I am.
Interesting.
Okay. I am not afraid.
Interesting. Okay,
you know,
well.
And this is a little tip I'll give you. If you're going to do that, take your license plate with you. That way, if they tow the car, they can't find you.
Well, okay. Sounds like it's spoken from experience, unfortunately. But
I can leave my Corvette at their house, and when I come back, there'll be a Dodge Dart there.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, rusted out floorboard, the whole thing. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Excuse me. I had a frog in my throat. I think it was a fish.
A jellyfish.
Could have been.
I was saltwater diving. It wouldn't have been a frog.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Hey, we are going to be talking with Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures here in just a minute. Check
That's
out
right.
ExplorerVentures.com. Go to the website. Do your research. You can call if you have any questions. But we have a caller from Virginia. I think his name is Jerry. And he is live on Scuba Radio. Jerry, you have a problem with the mental image that I was putting into my head with Walt DeMartini.
What?
Well, you know, this mental image problem you have, let me give you a mental image. I'm sitting here working on my shop car, my Corvette.
Yeah.
And I am in my Speedos drinking my adult beverage.
Wow.
And so, you know, there's your image for the day, Bill.
Well, now, I will throw this out there. I don't know for sure what you look like, but I know for sure what Walt DeMartini looks like. And I can picture him in a Speedo, and then I can really not keep lunch down.
But why? Yeah, why would you do this though? That's the thing.
Why would Jerry do this up in Virginia?
No, why would you?
I want to know why he's working on his car in a Speedo.
It's hot out there. That's what it, why it is, Jerry. Are you just? It's so hot and he's sweaty. It's the closest thing you can come to diving where you are today. Is that the deal?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's the closest to the ocean I can get.
Yeah. And by the way, Jerry, don't let his voice fool you. He is a 25-year-old hot supermodel. A female.
I look like a beach manatee.
Oh! All right. Well, so much for that image.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Holy cow. You know, we are not going to be able to attract more hot women to the show with people calling us up from Virginia telling us they're working on their cars, listening to the show, wearing Speedos. That's just not going to work.
Another excuse why we need to incorporate morph suits into our diving. See, he could be in, if he would have been wearing
have
been a morph
dressed
suit
as a manatee.
Yes,
it could have happened.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but anyway, we got that. But yeah, Clay's going to join us from Explorer Ventures here in just a bit. We'll talk about our big liveaboard trip we have coming up in January. Also, my buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to join us, and we're going to find out where in the hell is Jerry Beatty. He travels the world, so we have to check in just to make sure he knows where he is. you know, because he forgets these things. So we'll help him out, and you can join us along for the party coming up here in just a bit. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You've been sitting around getting your mouth numb. What did you do? do you like snorkel? Do you
winter? No, I went scuba diving.
Oh, man.
Again.
Now, are you licensed or registered?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And saw sharks.
Oh, my God.
This is my, I love sharks. One of my obsessions.
How close do you get to the...
Seeing sharks. I love to go and see them. Quite close. And as long as you stay calm, they just sort of circle.
Really?
Do you scuba dive?
No, you know, I did it. I tried it. Some people taught me in a pool in New Jersey. Honest to God. Honest to God. Years ago at like the Hilton in New Jersey. And
didn't like it.
Well, it's very claustrophobic.
Well, in a pool.
Well, I mean, but all of the, you get all that. Yeah, but the sharks.
It is actually claustrophobic, that feeling of.
Yeah, yeah. And if something goes haywire, then all of that stops.
I am a diver, sea, lake, or river. I'm not going to stop. I got to have water. I am a diver. I do not fake it. I feel alive when I'm scuba diving. I am a diver, sea, lake, or river. I'm not going to stop. I got to have water. I am a diver. I do not fake it. I feel alive when I'm scuba diving.
You know, we did that before the invention of auto-tune, obviously. We'll see if we can't upgrade that eventually, because I got a new auto-tune plug-in for our recording software for those type of things. So now, the songs that you hear on Scuba Radio will be just as terrible as always, but at least they'll be in key. So you got that to look forward to, or not. Clay from Explore Ventures is on Scuba Radio right now. Clay, how are you, buddy? Good to speak to you again.
You know, I was doing great. Now I got that song stuck in my head.
Well, you know, all we can say is we apologize, as always. It's just what we do. So what have you been up to lately, Clay? You been traveling to any of the boats, or you just hunkered down there sending people off to their, you know, diving trip of a lifetime type of thing right now?
Well, you know, that's basically what I've been doing the last few weeks. I haven't been on a boat for 6 weeks or so, but this weekend I am in Boulder, Colorado, so a boat would actually be useful.
Yes.
Don't have one with me, unfortunately.
I've heard about this. Yeah, there's quite a bit of rain going on up there, but there's a big dive show going on at, Weaver Dive Center? Is that what it is? Do I get there?
Weaver's Dive and Travel Center. Weaver's Dive and Travel Center has a show this weekend, and the sale. So.
Yeah.
So we're down here talking to a bunch of divers and talking about all our trips and having a good time.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but in all the years of doing this show, I haven't been able to go to that particular show. It's a smaller little show around Weaver Dive Shop, but he brings in people like you from Explore Ventures and destinations from around the world and does a little kind of localized travel dive show. Is that it in a nutshell? Is that kind of a pretty good description there, Clay, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, basically it's associated with the sale of the shop, and you know, he's got some of his travel suppliers and equipment suppliers in from around the world that come in and, you know, talk to some of his clients for, you know, for the basically, Saturday and then Sunday afternoon. And it's just a lot of fun. So we're here for the weekend. It's a fairly easy drive for us. That's, you know, when the roads are open, it's a fairly
easy drive. Exactly. If you have a boat, it's a great trip, into Colorado this weekend.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, but what is it about the divers there, though? Because, you know, you think Colorado, you think skiing, that kind of thing, but they evidently have a huge contingency of divers there in Colorado. Now, we have one of the largest ski clubs. It's based out of Miami, Florida, so go figure. But, you know, they go to two different extremes, I guess. But do you find anything unique about the people that come into the store, into the show, as far as how they look at diving, or what?
It is, It is unique. I mean, there's a bunch of diehard divers in the the Denver, Boulder, Longmont area, well, basically from Colorado Springs all the way up the Front Range up to Fort Collins, and it's a lot of fun to talk to people. We've talked to several people this morning that have been on every one of our boats and looking forward to coming back, and we just get a lot of business out of this area, and it's amazing the per capita number of divers that come out of the Front Range.
Yes, well, I always hear this, and like I said, I just haven't been out to that part of the country in the last few years. I got to go and mingle with some of them. They're good folks. And when we first started Scuba Radio, there was actually a dive show that was fairly big. It was a big consumer dive show, and I went out there a couple times and had a great old time. It'd be in the dead of winter. There'd be like a foot of snow on the ground, and it was kind of difficult to get in and out of the show, and maybe that explains why it doesn't exist anymore, by the way. But still, they were a very enthusiastic bunch of divers out there as well. Now, we got our Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with our friends from Dive Training and Scuba Pro. That happens January 18th in Saba. What do you think? Have you figured out whether you're going to come and join us on that adventure as well, Clay, yet? Or are you going to have to wait to a last-minute type of thing and decide if you're going to come along for that little soiree?
Well, I'm going to have to wait till the last minute to decide, because I think we've got 13 or 14 people on that trip already, so there's only four or five spaces left. So,
yeah.
So I might have to wait till the last minute and see if it fills up.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it fills up, you're the owner. You can just camp out on the top deck, right? Something like that?
That's been done many times in the past. You know, back under the stars, and usually what happens, my luck, is those are the nights when the rain comes through.
Oh, yeah. Those are the nights that you kick me out of my room and then say, Greg, you're sleeping up top today. Sorry. I'm pulling rank, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And think about this just for a minute, Clay. If I was there, how much easier it would be to kick me out of my berth. So if it comes to this, invite me along, and then you won't even feel bad kicking me out of my berth, and I won't feel bad passing out on the upper deck.
Hmm.
I'll keep that in mind. That's a really important point to make.
Yes. I don't really support that kind of thing. But anyway, we'll leave it live. But if you want to join us January 18th in Saba for that itinerary, it's going to be an amazing adventure. Call Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, or go to exploreventures.com. All the information, by the way, about the trip and what we're doing with some special photo things with Scuba Pro and Dive Training Magazine right there on the front page at scubaradio.com as well. So we got Galapagos. You run that boat. How's that doing? Or you want to run through a quick little update with what's going on with the different itineraries right now, or what do you think, Clay?
Everything's going really smoothly. The Galapagos boat, Humboldt Explorer, has been going out full every week. You know, we're in the middle of the colder water, but a higher presence of whale shark season.
Nice.
We're seeing whale sharks and hammerheads and all sorts of fun stuff there. Carpe Vita Explorer down in the Maldives, who's been running real busy, and we've been seeing the whale sharks down there. Warmer water, but still whale sharks. We've been keeping everybody happy. And, Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 has been running out of Provo. It was weird. We had 1 week, about 10 days or so ago, I guess the trip that went out 2 weeks ago, where all the sharks disappeared, it seemed like, for about 3 or 4 days. And now they're back. So I don't, maybe they went on a vacation to Cozumel or whatever. We haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, in the Galapagos or where? Where are you talking about?
No, in the Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos.
We had almost a whole week with very few sharks. Can you believe it?
Yeah, no, I can't actually, because that's pretty common itinerary to see them consistently. Yeah, well, hey, they got to travel. They might have went on holiday for a few days. You never know. But just because there's no sharks,
they might have gone on a mountain vacation or something like
right.
that.
Right,
you know, get away from the beaches and palm trees.
Exactly. But, the water is so clear and warm and inviting this time of year in the Turks and Caicos. So, I don't know if we can work it out in my schedule, but, man, I'll tell you what, if there's an empty berth or two between now and Dima, I might have to call you up and say, hey, can we get on this Turks and Caicos boat real quick and do a little run? Are there a few spots going, like last-minute things that you can get some deals on or running some specials right now or what?
That boat, I think we have one trip that's got some specials running this fall. Other than that, it's running fairly full. And I don't know, the last time I invited you down, when I went down, you blew me off. So
yeah, well, No, I didn't. I didn't blow you off. I could have, I told you I couldn't go. I had some other stuff going on. I should have called Bill. That was the time I should have called Bill. Bill, hey, can you take my spot? And, you know, of course I didn't, because I just wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just not my style. And Bill's looking at me like...
And actually, to be fair, that's not entirely true. He called me the day before and said, hey, I assume you can't go. That was the entire conversation. Hey, I just wanted to call up to let you know that I could have invited you, but I assumed you couldn't go. So we'll talk on Saturday. Bye. That was the whole conversation.
Yeah, but it's a thought that counts, right? Right, Clay? You'll back me up on this, will you?
I think that's true. You know, that's sort of like how I get invited to weddings.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's a personal problem we probably don't want to really...
He has gotten married three times that way.
Shush! That's not true. But, all right. Well, Clay, thanks for the update. I'll let you get back to the waterworks there in Colorado and mingling with the divers out there. Thanks, buddy.
Great talking as always, Greg.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
You know what? The more I look at these morph suits, Bill, I'm telling you, we are on to something. Bubble Boy here, he found you could just buy the face mask part and just wear that with a regular Lycra skin. So if you don't want to go for the whole morph suit, you don't have to. But I think you should. They got rainbow morph suits, like tie-dye morph suits, a tuxedo morph suit. We could do, this could be a new thing. No one has taken these things underwater. I think we should be the first. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is on the line. And I don't know, Jerry, have you ever heard of that idea? Has that ever been presented to you, taking morph suits and using them as dive skins? I'm telling you, I think I'm on to something.
I think you may be. It's funny you mentioned tuxedos, too, because I'm wearing one this weekend for the first time in quite a while.
Really? All right. Okay. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Well, okay. That isn't what I expected you to wear. I thought you were going to be in some kind of, pastoral outfit. I don't know. What do they wear? What do pastors wear? Do they wear a tuxedo? You're going to, like, officiate a wedding. Is that right?
Pastor Jerry Beatty's going to be officiating this weekend, and tux and tails.
Tux and, okay, so you do. You wear a tux. So he's Pastor Jerry Beatty, and he's about to share a sermon with us. We're going to be healed or something.
Actually, he does the whole marriage scene from Princess Bride. Marriage!
How did this guy, you know, Jerry works at Dive Training Magazine. Yeah. What? The difference between what? Go ahead.
With most preachers and me, is most preachers are preaching against it, I'm preaching for it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But I still don't understand how your skill set of, working with Dive Training Magazine all these years and traveling the world and writing stories and editing stories for the magazine and everything for diving, how you turned into a pastor to boot. How did this work exactly with you there, Jerry?
Well, I figure that at some point I'm going to need a retirement job.
Oh.
Something to bring in a little income, something I can do anywhere. So I have a fantastic new business that I'm about to launch.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with morph suits, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with morph suits, because that's my retirement plan that I'm putting into effect. But please share. What does this have to do with you being a pastor exactly?
Well, I'll make you a deal. I won't step on your idea if you don't step on mine, because mine could be, replicated fairly easy. Here's my plan of attack, my business plan.
Okay.
My brother is an attorney.
Okay, he's an attorney. Got it.
So when I'm at these resorts and these couples, boyfriend, girlfriend, come down and they get all smoochy, lovey-dovey, I pull the guy aside.
Yeah.
And I tell him, hey, look, I got a deal for you.
Right.
For $500,
see where this
I'll marry
is going.
Tonight. And when you get back home, my brother will annul it.
Nice.
That is not where I saw it going exactly. I thought it'd just be getting these people married that don't have any business being married, and then he would just refer his brother as a divorce attorney and just take a percentage.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure a percentage of the business will go that way.
Yeah. You know, surely this business is already in existence in Vegas, isn't it? But it should, rather or not, I'm with you. This could be a big moneymaker throughout the Caribbean. I got to see this plan. Can I be like a best man or something? I'd just like to witness one of these scenarios. It could be a blast. Yeah, yeah. So that's your plan.
That's a great idea for 50 extra bucks, right?
There you go.
Yeah, for $50 extra. He's not actually the best man, though. He's the best we can find man.
Like, true. True. That'd be good enough for me. All right, well, so we got Jerry Beatty's retirement plan out there to the world, and we'll just keep that amongst ourselves. But I like that plan. Now, are you doing any diving, or have you been doing any diving lately, Jerry, or what? Are you just home in your home base of Texas chilling until DEMA? What do you got going?
Well, I tell you what. I talked to you about going down to the Yucatan, and I did. I went up to Isla Mujeres. We did the Whale Shark Congregation.
Right.
Pretty amazing. It's I've been diving since 1967 as a very young lad, and that was the first whale shark I've ever seen in the water, and I got to see 20 all at one time.
Wow. Well, that's a way to mark that one off the list, for sure, if you're going to do it. So were you up right close to them? I mean, were they rubbing into you that many of them? I mean, it sounds like you were right amongst a herd or a pod, or I don't know, what are whale sharks or fish? It'd be a school of whale sharks, I guess, right? Yeah?
No. Well, actually, it's a congregation.
Okay. No,
Every pastor needs a congregation.
Exactly.
Amen! Sing it, Brother Jerry!
Yeah, all right. So you had that, religious experience with the whale sharks in Isla Mujeres. I like it. All right, but you did that. But anything else between now and DEMA, or are you just kind of laying low?
Absolutely. No, I'm out of here on Thursday, and I'm down to Bonaire. I'm going to do some spectacular diving down there and work in the coral restoration project that they have put between Buddy Dive and Captain Don's Habitat, which is an offshoot of the Coral Restoration Foundation in Key Largo. And I'm sure you know about that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that, they do great work down there in Key Largo and expanding over there to Bonaire. That's good stuff. I expect to hear a full report as well as, you know, how many people and divers that you, you know, married and then got annulled or, you know, depending on their budget. Some of them might have been stuck with that ball and chain permanently. We'll get the full report from Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine next time. DiveTrainingMag.com is a website to go to and learn about the magazine and subscribe. Just get it. One of the best magazines, if not the best dive magazine out there, bar none. Not paid to say that, just the truth, as far as I see it. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.